This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, entitled The Perfect Society for Social Classes. And you can
Začitamo iz 11. pjevanja, neko polovje, nešto.
The perfect translator.
Na savršeno društvo, četiri socijalna reda.
Text number 35. Well, it's a short verse, so we'll try and do the Sanskrit. Yasya yalakshanam proktam.
Yasya yalakshanam proktam.
Pungso vana vivyanjakam. Yadanyatrapi drisheta.
Yadanyatrapi drisheta.
Tattenaiva vinirdishet.
Tattenaiva vinirdishet.
Translation. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification.
Ako netko ispoljava simptome Brahmane, Kshatrije, Vaishye ili Shudre, koje smo prethodno opisali, treba ga u skladu sa njima prihvatiti za Brahmanu, Kshatriju, Vaishye ili Shudru, čak i ako se rodio u različitom staležu.
It's a purport, huh? Okay, I'm going to read the... you read the translation.
Just
for
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me read the purport in English first. Herein it is clearly stated by Narad Muni that one should not be accepted as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra according to birth. For although this is going on now, it is not accepted by the Shastras. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse, Chaturanyam maya shishtam guna karma vibhagasaha. Thus the four divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are to be ascertained according to qualities and activities. If one was born in a Brahmana family and has acquired the Brahminical qualifications, he is to be accepted as a Brahmana. Otherwise, he should be considered a Brahma Bandhu. Similarly, if a Shudra acquires the qualities of a Brahmana, although he was born in a Shudra family, he is not a Shudra. Because he has developed the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as a Brahmana. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to develop these Brahminical qualities. Regardless of the community in which one was born, if one develops the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as a Brahmana, and he then may be offered the order of sannyasa. Unless one is qualified in terms of Brahminical symptoms, one cannot take sannyasa. In designating a person, a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, birth is not the essential symptom. This understanding is very important. Here in Narada Muni distinctly says that one may be accepted according to the caste of his birth if he has the corresponding qualifications, but otherwise he should not. One who has attained the qualifications of a Brahmana regardless of where he was born should be accepted as a Brahmana. Similarly, if one has developed the qualities of a Sudra or Chandala, regardless of where he is born, he should be accepted in terms of those symptoms. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Perfect Society for Social Classes.
Iako se danas osoba prihvaća za Brahmanu, Kshatriju, Vaishyu i Shudru prema rođenju, Narada Muni ovdje jasno izjavljuje da se pripadnost osobe jednom od staleža ne bi trebala utvrđivati prema rođenju, jer šastre to ne odobravaju. U Bhagavad Giti 4.13 je rečeno Chaturvanyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasaha. Pripadnost osobe jednom od četiri staleža društva, staležu Brahmana, šatrija vaša ili šudra treba se uzvrduti prema oblikama i djelatnostima. Ako se netko rodi u porodici bramana i razne bramanske oblike, treba se prihvatiti za bramanu. U protivnom treba se smatrati dama bandur. Slično tome, ako šudra razvije odlike bramane, nije šudra, iako se rodio u porodici šudra. Pošto je razvio odlike bramane, treba se prihvatiti za bramanu. Svrha pokreta svjesnosti Krišne je da pouči ljude kako da razviju bramanske odlike. Bez obzira na zajednicu u kojoj se rodila, ako osoba razvije odlike bramane, treba se prihvatiti za bramanu i može joj se ponuditi red sanjasa. Onaj ko nije razvio bramanske odlike, ne može prihvatiti sanjasu. Prilikom utvrđivanja da li je neko bramana, kšatrija, vajša ili šudra, rođenje nije najvažniji simptom. To razumijevanje je veoma značajno. Ovdje Narada Muni jasno kaže da se osoba može prihvatiti za člana staleža kojem pripada samo ako je razvila odgovarajuće odlike. U protivnom ne može. Onaj koji je razvio odlike bramane, bez obzira gdje se rodio, treba se prihvatiti za bramanu. Slično tome, onaj koji je razvio odlike šudre ili čandale, bez obzira gdje se rodio, treba se prema tim simptomima prihvatiti za šudru ili čandalu. Tako se završavaju Bhaktivedantina tumačenja 11. poglavlja 7. pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama pod naslovom Savršeno društvo, četiri društvena staleža.
Yasya yallakshanam prottam punkso vana vidyanjakam yadanyatrapi drishyata tattenaiva vinirdishat. If one shows the symptoms of being a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification.
Ako netko ispoljava simptome brahmane, kshatriya, vaishya ili shudra koje smo prethodno opisali, treba ga u skladu sa njima prihvatiti za brahmanu, kshatriju, vaishya ili shudru, čak i ako se rodio u različitom staležu.
We have approximately 100 years to live in this world. We janma lava para pungsam ante narayana smritihi. The perfection of our lives will be to remember Krishna at the time of death and go back to Krishna.
Savršenstvo našeg života bit će da se sjetimo Krišna na kraju života i da odemo nazad njemu.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konte asadata bhava bhavitaha. According to our activities in this lifetime, we will think of something at the time of our death, and that will determine our next birth.
U skladu sa našim djelovanjem u ovom životu, o nečemu ćemo razmišljati u trenutku smrti, i to će odrediti naše sljedeće rođenje.
Therefore, we are advised to adjust our lives in such a way that our activities help us to remember Krishna.
Stoga nam se savjetuje da svoj život tako prilagodimo kako bi nam naše djelatnosti pomogle da se sjetimo Krišne.
If we engage in materialistic activities at the time of death, we'll think of something material.
Ako se budemo bavili, uključili u materialističke djelatnosti, onda ćemo u trenutku smrti misliti na nešto materijalno.
And if we engage in spiritual activities, then we can hope that at the time of death we will be able to think of Krishna and Krishna's devotees and be transferred to the spiritual world to be with Krishna.
Ako se uključimo u duhovne djelatnosti, onda se nadamo da ćemo u trenutku smrti moći razmišljati o Krišni ili njegovim bhaktama i da ćemo biti prebačeni u duhovni svijet.
This system of Vainashram Dharma is meant as a division of labor, a division of work to help us remember Krishna.
Ovaj sistem Vanašnava Dharma je stvoren kao podjela prema radu i da kako bi nam pomogao da dostanemo Krishna.
Svanustitasya dharmasya Sanksadir Hari Toshanam, the perfection of all of our activities, or the goal of all of our activities, is to please Krishna. Hari Toshanam.
Savršenstvo svih naših djelatnosti i cilj naših djelatnosti je kako bi zadovoljili Krishna.
In terms of qualification, in this age of Kali Yuga, we are all born Sudras.
Prema odlikama, kvalifikacijama, u ovom dobu svi smo rođeni kao Sudra.
Or lower.
Ili kao niži.
Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Even in India, we find that the proper ritualistic activities performed for giving birth to a brahmana are no longer being followed.
Čak i u Indiji vidimo da se pravilne ceremonije za rođenje brahmane više ne slijede.
The proper system of creating good progeny, good children, is a very scientific process.
Pravi sistem za stvaranje dobrog potomstva je znanstveni proces.
In his famous book, Brave New World, George Orwell envisioned a society where perfect living beings were created in the laboratory.
U svojoj slavnoj knjizi
Oh, you never heard of the book Brave New World?
Ovo knjizi Brave New World, na kraju moj film, nešto tako nešto. Ovaj je ono napisao ideju kako će se savršena ljudska bića kreirati u laboratoriju, nešto tako.
And we see today that what he predicted, scientists are actually trying to achieve.
I danas možemo vidjeti da biti ovo što on predvidio da se znanstvenici trude osenjati tu točku, tu ideju.
They want to take the semen from certain males and combine it with the ovum of certain females and in that way engineer a superior human being. But this type of genetic engineering has already been practiced for millions of years since the beginning of creation in Vedic society. And part of that system is that there are various ritualistic activities at every stage of a person's life which help him to pass into that stage with all auspiciousness.
I dio do sistema su ritualne ceremonije koje se odvijaju u raznim dijelovima života i osobi pomogu da prođe kroz sve to.
This is the real system of genetic engineering.
To je pravi sistem genetskog inženjeringa.
So the very beginning is called Garbhadhan Sanskara.
Sam početak naziva se Garbhadhana Sanskara.
These sanskaras have a very deep, make a very deep impression on the minds and hearts of those who receive them.
Te sanskare čine duboki dojam, utisak na umove ljudi, oni koji su uključeni u to, koji to rade, koji prime.
So a husband and wife desiring to create a child will first of all take permission from the spiritual master.
Ako da muži žena koji žele zaštiti dijete, prvo trebaju dobiti dopuštenje duhovnog učitelja.
Call the brahmanas to perform some puja.
Pozvati brahmane da obave ceremoniju puju.
Take the blessings of their close friends. And then before cohabitation, they will chant. Of course, in our ISKCON society, we chant 50 rounds. So following this system, the mind becomes very full with Krishna consciousness thoughts. One feels very pure and clean. And when he unites with his wife, who has also chanted and purified her body, they are able to attract a very saintly spirit soul. A spirit soul trying to achieve liberation may sometimes not complete in one lifetime.
Duhovna duša koja nastoji dostići savršenstvo ponekad ne uspijeva to u jednom životu.
Therefore, in his next birth, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate, such a yoga brashta, or fallen yogi, takes birth in a pious family in his next life.
To u svom sljedećem životu, takav pali yogi, uzima rođenje
So the parents that are following the proper system, they will attract such a yoga brashta devotee.
Tako da će roditelji koji izbjere taj pravilni sistem privući takvog yogija.
That was generally the system.
To je bio uglavnom sistem.
And there were different sanskaras for brahmanas, there were different sanskaras for kshatriyas, vaishyas, and sudras. And generally speaking, a brahmana was born in a brahmana family. Kshatriya was born in a kshatriya family. But in this age of Kali Yuga, this knowledge has been lost. People have become overly involved or entangled in activities of sense gratification. And all that we can produce is Varna Shankara, or inferior population. So, what to do? Here, it is explained that a brahmana or kshatriya, vaishya, or sudra can be trained. And therefore the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to attract persons interested in spiritual life and for the most part train them in brahminical qualifications.
Iz toga pokaza svjesnost Krišne nastoji privući osobe koje žele razvijati te pravanske odlike i onda ih tome.
The different parts of the body, the legs, the belly, the arms and the head work together
Noge, stomak, ruke i glava djeluju zajedno.
But they have different duties.
Imaju različite dužnosti.
And more or less the head is the most important.
I više manje glava je najvažnija.
You can function without a leg.
Možete djelovati bez noge.
You can function without an arm.
Možete funkcionirati bez ruke.
If your stomach is sick, you can still carry on and perhaps cure your stomach.
Ako vam je stomak bolestan, možete vjerojatno nastaviti dalje i liječiti svoj stomak.
But if your head is crazy, or if your head is cut off, then you will have trouble.
Ali ako vam je glava luda ili ako vam neko tječe glavu, onda imate problem.
You won't be able to do anything.
Nećete moći ništa učiniti.
So the head is important. And similarly, the head of society, the brahmanas, are very important. All the other parts of society take guidance from the brahmanas. Shamo dhamma tapasocham chantirajavam evacha jnana vijnana astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, forgiveness, self-control. Religiosity. These are some of the qualities by which a brahmana works. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was a great revolutionary in preaching, stated, suchi hoy, muchi hoy, yadi Krishna Tyaje, that someone who is born in the family of a brahmana or suchi, if such a person gives up the worship of Krishna, tyaje means to renounce, then such person should be accepted as a shudra.
Tako da gospodin Čitan je izjavio da osoba je prevržena u brahmanskoj porodici, ako je odbacila obožavanje Krišna, onda treba prihvatiti kao šudru.
Or muchi hoy, suchi hoy, yadi Krishna bhaje. If someone is born in a family of a cobbler, muchi means cobbler, someone who deals with leather shoes, or deals with people's shoes, a low class occupation. Such a person, if he's born in that family, but if he's trained up and acts like a purified brahmana, then he should be accepted as a brahmana. So, if we want to have a better life for ourselves, if we want to create a better life for our children and for future generations, if we want to make our lives worthwhile and contribute to society something meaningful,
ako želimo svoje živote činiti vrijednim i doprinijeti društvu sa nečim značajnim,
then we have to try to create a perfect society.
Tada trebamo pokušati stvoriti savršeno društvo.
And there have been many important thinkers, many social reformers who have tried to dream up their own conceptions of what a perfect society is.
postali su mnogi mislioci, društveni reformatori koji su pokušali izmisliti, odnosno doći do toga šta je to, kako je to savršeno društvo.
Let us take for example Karl Marx. He was not a bad person. At least he was attempting to reform society socially for the betterment of society as he thought. But because he is subject to the same mistakes, the same defects that we all are, whatever system he could dream up was imperfect.
Ali pošto je položan svim pogreškama koje svi imamo, svaki sistem u kojem bi on snivao bi bio takođe nesavršen.
He had some good ideas.
Imao neke dobre ideje.
He rightly concluded that everyone should have equal opportunity for working and for being supported in society.
Pravilno je zaključio da bi svako trebao imati jednake mogućnosti za djelovanje i da bi ga društvo trebalo podržavati.
But he thought that he could do away with social classes. He could eliminate or
mislio da može izbaciti društvene klase, staleže.
And that was only wishful thinking on his part.
To je samo tako željno razmišljao na svoje strane.
Because we're all different in our nature.
Jer mi smo svi po svojoj prirodi drugačiji.
And the different classifications, the four different classifications, are general tendencies in society.
I četiri različita reda su samo različite tendencije u društvu.
The sudras are generally or predominantly in the mode of ignorance.
Sudre su uglavnom u podukcijem bude neznanja.
The vaishas are in a mixture of passion and ignorance. The kshatriyas are in the mode of passion and a tinge of goodness. And brahmanas are generally in the mode of goodness with some passion, maybe a little ignorance. So these natures, these four different categories, are naturally there. And Karl Marx, he did not give any ultimate goal in his description of society. Whereas here in our Varnashram sense system, we are desiring to organize society so that everyone can achieve love of God.
Sistemu želimo društvo tako organizirati da svako dostigne ljubav prema Bogu.
We have 100 years and we have to organize our time in such a way that we can live peacefully and remember God.
Imamo 100 godina i trebamo svoj život tako organizirati da živimo mirno i da se sjetimo Boga.
So not only Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, but brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa. One's whole life can be divided into these different categories of work and social life.
tako ne samo Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, već Brahmachari Grihastha Anupasya Sanyasi, i cijeli život jedne osobe se treba pobjeriti u te četiri kategorije, znači kristjane duhovne, u skladu sa njegovim djelovanjem.
And it is very easy to follow, there is no confusion.
I vrlo lako slijediti, nema zabune.
The duties of the different classes are nicely described.
Dužnosti različitih klasa su vrlo lijepo opisane.
So one can try to get himself properly situated in his right position and then act according to the description of the scriptures.
Osoba se može pokušati situirati u svojoj kategoriji i onda nastaviti djelovati u skladu s opisima iz pisma.
And not unnecessarily disturb his mind trying to figure out what to do.
A neti nepotrebno uznemirivati um pokušavajući shvatiti što da radi.
And he can use his he can use most of his energy in life to remember Krishna.
I može iskoristiti većinu svoje energije u životu kako bi se sjetila Krishna.
Just like we preach simple living and high thinking.
Baš kao što mi propovjedamo jednostavno življenje i visoko razmišljanje.
So we try to keep our activities as uncomplicated as possible.
Tako da nastavimo svoje djelatnosti održati što je moguće jednostavnima.
We wear simple clothes.
Nosimo jednostavnu odjeću.
Especially for men, a single colored piece of cloth, a dhoti, and of course formerly men did not even wear any sewn cloth. Kurtas are a later addition.
Pozorno za muškarce, jednodjelni odio komad vrećin koji se naziva dhoti, prije se također još i koristilo nešto drugo. Kurtas su novi jedno nešto drugo.
Of course, that's a little easier in a hot climate. But even in the winter time, they had warm chadors and other types of cloth that were basically very simple in their design. And they didn't have to worry what the next fashion was going to be, whether it was going to be short pants or long pants or pants with big bottoms or pants with narrow bottom, you know, bell bottoms or small ones. Or
I ne trebali se brinuti koja će biti nova mora, da li će to biti kratke ili duge hlače, da li će biti hlače koje imaju široke nogavice ili uske nogavice.
They didn't have to worry whether it was going to be a three-piece suit with vest or whether it was going to be sports jacket as the fashion, or they didn't have to have a big closet full of so many different styles and this and that. Very practical. Simple living and high thinking. We have a tendency to make everything complicated. But the easiest way to achieve success in spiritual life is to make all of your material activities as simplified as possible.
Ali najlakši način za postizanje uspjeha u duhovnom životu je da svoje materijalne djelatnosti činimo što jednostavnije.
So taking the Vajnashram system as a blueprint,
tako uzimajući Vajnashrama sistem kao obrazac,
and adjusting our lives according to our situation,
i prilagođavanje našeg života u skladu sa našom situacijom
will help us a lot.
Što će nam puno pomoći.
Just like you build a house. If you try to build a house without any plan, there's no guarantee what kind of result you're going to come out with.
Baš kao kad gradite kuću, ako pokušate graditi kuću bez ikakvog plana, onda ne znate kakav će biti rezultat.
So in the same way, here we have a plan, a blueprint for a perfect society.
Na isti način mi ovdje imamo plan, obrazac za savršeno društvo.
So I'll stop there. Are there any questions?
Ovdje ću stati, ima nekakve pitanja.
Šta misliš, da li se vanasana dharma može da li se može ovoga da se može funkcionirati, da li može se ovoga organizirati izvan vlačne sve zajedno, to znači da ugrabljena sve kao svaki za sebe vlačne.
What do you think? Can Vanasana Dharma can be organized outside of Vaishnava community in the city zone? In general? Or this should be just the communities with the devotees on the one place?
We are definitely interested in a Daivi Varnashram system which involves all the four divisions following the regulative principles as much as possible.
Nas definitivno zanima Daiva Varnashram system u kojem četiri staleža slijede sve regulativne principe što je moguće bolje.
So that may be for a limited group of people.
Tako da to može biti za ograničenu grupu ljudi.
But even if people follow some form of varnashram, they will benefit. For example, if people follow brahmanas, if they take guidance from pure brahmanas, but they can't exactly come up to the standard of pure Krishna consciousness, then they can still make some progress.
Tako ako ljudi slijede Brahmana, ako imaju njihovo vodstvo, a ne dolaze do svjesnosti Krishna, ipak će imati nekako, neki napredak.
And that will be our job to find activities and occupations for everyone.
A to će biti naš posao da nađemo određene djelatnosti za svakoga, znači zanimanje svakoga.
Just like there are 18 Puranas.
Baš kao što postoje 18 Purana.
Now, six of those Puranas, if you read them, they're different than the other 12 Puranas.
Tako šest Purana od tih 18, pa ako pročitate, one se razlikuju od ovih ostalih 12.
They're meant for people in the mode of ignorance.
Namijenjeni su ljudima u olovolju neznanja.
And there are six that are meant for people in the mode of passion.
I postoji šest koje su namijenjene za ljude u neznanju, u strahu.
And there are six for people in the mode of goodness.
I postoji šest za ljude u vrline.
And then we have the 19th Purana, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is meant for the nirmatsaranam satam, the non-envious, self-realized devotees. Description in the Puranas of Maharaj Parikshit that he becomes cursed by the king of the serpents, and he gets very much afraid, and he builds a tower, and he climbs up in the tower and tries to hide from the snake so that the snake can't catch him.
Parikshit. U Puranama postoji opis Parikshita koji je proklet od strane kralja zmija i onda je izgradio veliki toranj i pokrao se gore da se sakrio od zmija.
So you may say, well, what's this? It's different from what I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a contradiction here. But that particular description is meant for people who are not ready to hear that Maharaj Parikshit sat down on the bank of the Ganges, heard the glorification of the Lord, and became completely fearless. And there are different regulative principles for people in the mode of ignorance, people in the mode of passion, and people in the mode of goodness. So, it is not clear how many people can follow the highest teaching. But as far as our Sangha, our association, we are giving people an opportunity to come to the highest standard. Prabhupada said that even if 2% of the population or 3% of the population, something in that area, between 1 and 3% of the population, if they take up pure devotional service, that the influence from their purity and their austerity will create an atmosphere of peace and prosperity on this planet. And just like in every Italian family, there may be, at least formerly, they had large families. There might be 8 or 10 children. So every Italian mother, you know, wanted at least that one of her sons should become a priest. She would be very proud if one of her sons could become a priest. One should belong to the mafia, and one should be a priest. Because she knew that that one son would help to purify the rest of her family. So we are trying to benefit human society by creating first-class men and women. By creating good children. And by performing Sankirtan Yajna so that the whole atmosphere is purified.
Two years
ago he spoke with Arthur about the same subject.
He was one of the
authorities in this yajna.
Now smo čitali Boga biti takav autoritet treba dati osobi prema njenim psihofizičkim sposobnostima dužnost.
and it has about in the Gita how authority has to give a duty to a person according to his qualities.
I onda smo diskutirali o tom i on je rekao da on tek nakon 10 godina 12 bhakti joge da tek on je prepoznao na sebi šta on je u vladi.
And we discussed a little bit about that and that the Kula, the person said that after 12 years of devotional service he finally understood what he is today.
Finally understood what?
What one he is.
Oh.
A sad moje pitanje u toj Dari Varnašam kome pripada ta dužnost, kojem autoritetu, da li to Maharaj ili neki naši lokalni autoriteti koji još ne znaju ni sami na sebi šta jesu.
But he is asking in this Dharma Varnashrama, who has this responsibility? Who is this authority who gives a duty to a person? Is this some local authority who maybe even don't know for himself what he should do? Or this is for the Guru, for the Maharaj?
I da osoba onda ne djeluje u tom, u toj Dharma Varnashrama, u toj svoje varni, da može uopće biti sedmi.
And can a person even be happy if he is not engaged in his own varna, which is natural?
It is quite difficult to be peaceful if one is not properly engaged. We should all try to find the service which we like to do for Krishna.
Svi bi trebali naći, pokušati naći službu koju volimo raditi za Krishnu.
As far as Vajnashrama is concerned, I don't think there is one person who can give you all the answers.
Što se Vajnashrama tiče, ja ne mislim da postoji jedna osoba koja će ti dati sve odgovore.
Contrary to popular belief or contrary to propaganda, the ancient system of kings was not autocratic completely.
Suprotno popularno vjerovanje ili propagandi, drevni sistemi nisu bili potpuno autokratski.
In fact, there was a great deal of consultation going on. Before the king would take any action, he would consult with his ministers, and he had many good ministers. In fact, if he had one idea and his ministers gave him a different idea, he would more than likely give up his idea and accept their idea. He would consult with the people. He would do a survey to find out what the attitudes of the people were. So, in many ways, there was a type of democracy. So, if we need to find out something about our spiritual life and our material activities, then we should consult with different people.
Tako da ako trebamo saznati nešto o svojom duhovnom životu ili o svojim materijalnim djelatnostima, onda se trebamo raspitivati kod različitih ljudi.
So it's a kind of catch 22 situation. You know that expression? No. You know that expression? No. Okay. There was a book called Catch 22 when it was... Anyway, the situation is kind of like, which comes first, the horse or the cart? You know that expression?
No.
Okay.
Oh, we have egg and the chicken.
Ja, okej.
To je situacija kao šta je prvo, pokuš ili jaj.
We need a community based on love and trust and strong relationships.
Nama je potrebna društva zajednica koja se bazira na ljubavi i poverenju i na jakim odnosima.
So that we can consult with good devotees whom we trust and get guidance and advice how to direct our lives.
Tako da se možemo savjetovati sa dobrim baktama kojima vjerujemo i da nam mogu dati, da nas mogu savjetovati da nam usmjere život.
But until we know what roles we should be playing, it's hard to organize our society.
Ali sve dok ne znamo koju bismo ulogu trebali igrati, teško je organizirati naše društvo.
So again, our first business is to try to create a class of men or a class of devotees who have some brahminical qualifications. We're trying to train them.
Tako da je opet prvi naš zadatak stvoriti grupu bhakta, znači uzmimo klasu koja će imati brahmanske osobine, znači ispunjavati takve osobe.
Hopefully devotees who are trained and who develop brahminical qualifications will be able to give enough knowledge so that we can construct the rest of society.
It's our goal to come over this Vanas and Dasana to become Vaishnava transcendentalist. While we are still in this material world, we have our material nature. And even if we came to this transcendental level, is it expected to neglect this our material nature which we have? Because if we act in this nature, we can maybe do the best service for Krishna in this world. But it's also maybe dangerous because we can then make our attachments deeper while we are still here. So it's hard to know. Is it better to do something according to our nature? Or is it better to do anything, what is expected in the moment, and then change services, because maybe in our nature acting this way we could do much better service to use all our talents for service of Krishna, sometimes a dilemma. Očekuje se od nas da postanemo transcendentalni, da zapravo dođemo iznad Vama Jašnjama, da to transcendiramo, a dok ne smo u materijalnom tijelu, imamo svoj prirodu materijalnu, i da li je bolje od nas, da li se očekuje od nas da tu svoju materijalnu prirodu koju imamo, da smo u ovom tijelu, upotrijebimo i radimo službu u skladu s njom, jer možemo tako najbolje služiti Krišnju zadovoljno da dok smo u ovom svijetu. Ili se očekuje od nas da to najmanjimo tu svoju materijalnu prirodu i da ne tijelujemo prema potrebi momentalno i na neki način da se ne bi vezali za tu svoju materijalnu prirodu i ne bi da tako.
It's not so clear in this present atmosphere of confusion what our predominant nature is. There are obviously tendencies, and a learned person can see them. But a person may have some brahminical qualifications or tendencies, and they may have some vaishya propensities. Vajnashram Dharma is important for us to the degree that we are attached to the material energy. If we're completely detached, then Vajnashram Dharma is not very significant. Bhakti yoga is different from karma yoga.
Bhakti yoga radhikula says karma yoga.
Karma yoga means you act according to what you like to do and you give the fruits to Krishna.
Karma yoga znači da ti radiš ono što želiš raditi i daš plodove Krishna.
But bhakti yoga means sarva dharman parityajya. You give up all your own desires for action and you take direction from Krishna and do whatever is required.
Ali bhakti yoga znači da odbaciš za bilo koje svoje želje za djelovanjem i da onda djeluješ prema uputi Krishna.
Obviously, someone who is giving us service should take into account our nature. But even if we're asked to act against our nature, in bhakti yoga, or someone who has fully surrendered to Krishna, he will take any opportunity to render service.
Ali čak i ako se danas traži da djelujemo suprotno svojoj prirodi u Guru Bhakti Yoga, osoba će prihvatiti tu priliku da bi napravila neku službu.
As a Vaishnava, we can also act in any one of the varnas and render valuable service.
A kao Vaishnava možemo također djelovati u bilo kojoj varni.
If we have the qualifications or the tendencies of a sudra, but there is no one available to do the arati or give the class, then we can do that to the best of our ability and act as brahmanas.
Ako imamo ovdje nastajane šudere, a nema nikoga ko bi radio arotik i ko bi dao lekciju, onda možemo mi to učiniti najbolje što možemo, ne, i djelovati kao brahmana.
And in time when there are more facilities and more people involved, we may become rightly situated plowing the fields on the farm.
A u trenutima kada ima više ljudi, kada su takve prilike, onda možemo biti pravilno situirani, tako da sam obrađeno polje na farmi.
We didn't really like the arati or the giving the class or whatever. We actually wanted to do something with our hands or with our body or whatever. But for the purpose of establishing the preaching mission, we surrendered to Krishna.
Nismo baš nešto voljeli da radite i davati lekcije i tako, ali više volimo raditi sa rukama svojim tijelom nešto konkretno, ali zbog takvih okolnosti, pošto je bila potreba, jednostavno mi smo radili takve djelatnosti kada smo se krstili. Da je proširili pomjerašku misiju.
In an ideal situation, obviously, we'll be happiest if we're acting according to our nature. There's no question of that. But again, there may are, there may not be a very clear description of our nature.
Ali ponovo opet ne mora biti jasan točan opis naše prirode.
It may take generations to produce pure brahmanas, pure kshatriyas, pure vaishyas.
Mogu nam trebati generacije i generacije da proizvedemo čiste brahmane, čiste kshatriye, čiste vaishyas.
Is that, I mean, that's a good question, so I don't know if I answered it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
U ostale službe je bolje da se mi njemu izvinemo i kažemo da radimo nešto što imamo neki ukus ili da moramo forsirano slijediti svi devet.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that by following any of the nine processes of devotional service one can reach perfection. And now when we have a situation that someone is forcing us to do something, of activity, of processes, is okay if they do.
The most important thing is that we cooperate and work together in a spirit of devotion to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna.
Najvažnije je da surađujemo i da djelamo zajedno za Srila Prabhupada i Krishna.
The most destructive thing will be to create politics. If we don't get along well with the authorities, then we have different options. We can open our own temple in some little town or village and become an authority ourselves, or we can move to another temple where we get along well with the authorities and work with them.
Ili se možemo naseliti u neki drugi hram gdje ćemo se dobro plagati po autoritetima i dobro raditi tamo.
Or we can just follow our authorities and understand that it's a difficult job to be a leader and just tolerate their mistakes and try to be a positive addition.
Ili možemo samo slijediti sve autoritete, shvaćajući kako je vrlo teško biti vođa i jednostavno nastojati biti pozitivan dodatak tom cijelom službom.
Frankly, my personal experience tells me that it really doesn't matter what service you do for Krishna, it's all blissful.
Iskreno moje mi jasno mi služba govori da uopće nije važno koju službu radite, da Krishna sve je to blaženstvo.
Here I am acting as a spiritual master for some people, as a sannyasi, as a brahmana, but in my earlier days I was one of the best bathroom cleaners in the temple.
Kao sanjasi, kao brahmana, ali na svojim prošlim danima bio sam najbolji čistač u Republici.
And I was probably more happy then than I am now in this awkward position. If you get an opportunity to do any devotional service for Krishna, you're the luckiest person in the universe. You're never going to find a perfect leader who gets everything right every time. Unless you want to wait around for the next incarnation of Lord Ramchandra. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Kshetra Prabhu ki, Hari Sita Suta Prabhu ki, all of you ki.